This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, the Abdul Razazi, welcoming you to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2018, day 28, the eve of the 29th, which would be or could be Laylatul Qadr. The Battle of Uhud. Remember when, you know, in the last episode we talked about those archers, but there were 50 of them. And the Prophet gave them clear instructions not to move from their positions, to stay put. As soon as Quraysh started retreating, they dropped behind them, you know, these what we call spoils of war. The Sahaba were happy. And 40 of those archers, they came down and they said, the battle is over. We need to go and get, you know, these spoils of war. Sayyidina Jubayr told them that, remember, we had clear instructions from the Prophet Muhammad that we should not, you know, move from our positions, that we should stay put. But they said that, khalas, but the battle is over now, it's over, you know. So they did not listen to the commands and then they came down. Khalid bin Walid, he was watching from behind, and in fact he tried and made several attempts. And all those attempts that he tried to make, He was protected or he was prevented by these archers. Every time he tried to move, you know, they started sort of like shooting at him, so he could not attack the Muslims. But as soon as those 40 people came down, only 10 were left in the amount of the archers. So Khalid bin Walid, he made that move. There were only 10. He managed to kill them. And then he called U'lu Hubal. You know, this is Hubal was there. A big idol. Abu Sufyan, he heard that call and then he came back. The Muslims, they found themselves sandwiched between the army of Khalid bin Walid and the army of Abu Sufyan. There were small pockets of, you know, battles here and there. The Muslims got exposed. You know, some were getting killed from this side and some were getting from the other side, and some did not even know one another because they were all wearing these armors and gears and whatnot. So some of them, you know, Muslims were sort of like fighting each other, not knowing that they were, you know, from the same camp, subhanAllah. The Prophet Muhammad got exposed, alayhi salatu wasalam. There was this man by the name of Abdullah ibn Qami'a. He was just going and aiming to kill the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. But who was with him, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, protecting him, you know, other than Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas? There was this woman that the Prophet says, everywhere I looked, she was behind me, you know, front of me, protecting me. Nusayba, Umm Umara, radiallahu anha wa ardaha. She was there protecting the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. When Abdullah ibn Qami'a, he came, you know, and she tried to protect the Prophet, he hit her so hard with his sword on her shoulder, you know, that her sword dropped, and then he tried to stab her, radiallahu anha wa ardaha. Came her children, they were there as well, and she told them, go leave me and go and protect Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Muslims got exposed now. The man with the feather got also exposed. Who's the man with the feather? Hamza radiallahu anhu wa. He was known to have a feather, you know. So he was known as the man with the feather. Wahshi was there. He got hired by Hind. You know, Hind, she was not a Muslim at the time. So she hired this man just to come and kill Hamza. His name is Wahshi. He narrates the story. It's a long story when he says that, you know, when he got exposed and I aimed at him with my spear and I came and I hit him, but Hamza didn't die. You know, yes, the spear came in from his belly and came out, but he didn't die. And he looked at me, he said, and he was coming towards me. I saw death, Wahshi said. But then as he approached, that he just fell on his knees and he died. Radiallahu anhu ardah. Amr ibn Jamuh was killed, the man who had the limp, and he told the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, I want to enter Jannah with my limp. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed his limp with, you know, legs in Jannah. أنس بن النضر سمير جنة أشم رائحتها وربي الكعبة. أنس بن النضر. Many Sahabis got killed. More than 70 Sahabis got killed in the battle of Uhud. All buried in Uhud itself. If you were to go and visit, you will see this maqbara that has all these martyrs being buried there. رضي الله عنهم وأرضاهم. The Muslims, they had to retreat and climbed the Mount of Uhud, and came Umar. He was there with the Prophet Muhammad and Abu Bakr. Sufyan, Abu Sufyan was, you know, came there and he said, this for that, you know, you guys won Badr and then we defeated you in Uhud. Umar said, the Prophet told him, say, no, it's not the same. ليسوا سواء قتلانا في الجنة وقتلاكم في النار. Our dead will be in Jannah, but your dead will be in hellfire. And if you think about it, only few people who did not listen again to the command of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. The whole thing changed. Victory changed into a loss. La ilaha illallah. They were winning the battle. Only 40 people, remember? 40 people did not listen to the command of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Allah changed that victory into a loss. Many lessons to learn here. Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about this in Surah Al-Imran. وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَحْلَوْنَ. The Sahaba were heartbroken. They felt really sad. But Allah revealed, telling them not to feel sad. You are still the superior. أنتم الأعلم وإن كنتم مؤمنين. Something else will happen after Uhud. We'll talk more about this, inshallah ta'ala, in the next few episodes of Rocky Ramadan 2018. Riyad Razazi now saying, جزاكم الله خير. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.